Russia is moving to expel about half of the 64 U.S. Peace Corps volunteers serving in that country. Secretary of State Colin Powell has raised the issue with Russia's foreign minister, but so far the situation remains unresolved. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow that the reasons behind the expulsions are murky.
Peace Corps volunteers have been working in Russia since the Soviet collapse a decade ago. But this week, authorities refused to grant new visas to 30 volunteers due to spend their second year teaching English and business administration here. The Russian Foreign Ministry has given no explanation. Unofficially, some in the Russian Education Ministry have questioned the qualifications of volunteers. They say many lack proper teaching credentials. But Jeff Hayes, who runs the Peace Corps' Moscow office, says he's heard no such complaints.
We're partnered with the Ministry of Education, and they have not indicated that at all. Certainly, we've received no official word, you know, that we're unhappy with you or we don't want to cooperate with you. We've heard the opposite. As you can imagine, it's sort of a confusing situation.
And confusion characterizes the reaction of some regional Russian officials who work with the Peace Corps volunteers, like Ilfat Nuralayev from the government of Udmurtia, a republic 800 miles east of Moscow. The work of the Peace Corps has been very well received here, says Nuralayev. We have requests from organizations for more volunteers. While Nuralayev did acknowledge there were some instances in which volunteers could have had better teaching qualifications, he indicated that was a relatively minor issue. Comments by unnamed government officials to Russian newspapers suggest a deeper hostility. One complained that Mormons and UFO enthusiasts had been sent to Russia as volunteers. One was alleged to have been a rock guitarist, later diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. A security official complained some could be spies bent on stealing Russian industrial secrets, and accused one Peace Corps volunteer of being a former CIA employee. Political commentator Boris Makarenko says many consider the presence of the Peace Corps in Russia an insult to national dignity.
The Corps was originally designed for underdeveloped countries with a low level of education. Russia is a country with high level of development. Russia is a country which has 10 years of market economic development. Russia is a country with 5 million internet users.
But Hayes of the Moscow Peace Corps office says the organization tailors its activities to Russia's specific needs.
You know, that view of Peace Corps is one that's, you know, it's sort of the Peace Corps cliche based on the 60s, and Peace Corps has changed quite a bit since then.
And Hayes says the expulsions are made more mysterious, as the Peace Corps was originally invited to Russia by the government itself.
What Peace Corps does in Russia is at the request of the Ministry of Education. You know, they've expressed interest in having more English language resources in their communities, and that's what Peace Corps does. The programming is appropriate for the country. The cooperation so far has been very successful. It's a very successful exchange.
Some Peace Corps volunteers in the past have complained about not being sufficiently prepared for teaching. But Hayes says those denied visas were among the most experienced the organization has. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.